Well, joining us here this morning, Carolyn DeLay is with us. She's going to be putting on a program here this week at the part of the library programming that they're doing here in Atlantic. And she's part of the Cass County Genealogical Society. And among other things, she's got a lot going on. But we're going to talk about her program coming up here this week and talk a little bit about that process. Carolyn, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Talk a little bit about genealogy specifically. How did you ever get interested?
Well, I've always been interested in history, but I never had a lot of time to actually go into the history or background of my ancestors. So finally, when I retired, I decided I would get into the background and I would learn more about genealogy and get interested in that aspect of the history. And in the process, I was able to join the Daughters of the American Revolution and have a patriot back to the American Revolution. And along the way, I learned all kinds of history. I learned about who my ancestors were, but I also learned about the places where they lived and the things that they did along the way.
We see a lot of commercials on TV for different services, and they make it seem like it's just as simple as a click here and a click there, and this pops up, and the next thing you know, you've got an entire book of family history. It can't be that easy.
No, it isn't. Some of the programs are showing things that are just like instantaneous research, and it's not instantaneous research. Some of those genealogists, I can think of Josh Taylor, who's one of the ones that's on TV a lot. He said it takes several months to do a five-minute spot on the TV program. And it looks like it's so easy, but it's not, you know. You have to do research. You have to look at records. Records here, records there, records other places. Get online to see what you can find. Write different genealogy societies, courthouses for records that you might need. And I help other people get into the DAR. So I'm trying to look for records for them and get their genealogy things, too.
Computers, the internet, the online services, they are important tools to use, but they're not the end-all.
Oh, definitely not. You do a lot of foot-pounding along the way, as we like to say. A lot of it is just hard looking for things.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of good resources around, and some of those resources are people like you. I mean, take advantage of the resources that are right in front of you, right?
Yes. The Cass County Genealogy Society offers a variety of resources. People that have done lots of research, they're able to help you find things, maybe about your family or about things in Atlantic even.
If someone wants to, just decides one day, you know what, you know, gosh, people are disappearing. Family's not going to live forever. The stories will go when they go. I want to compile some family history. How would you suggest that they start?
You start with yourself and what you know about yourself and the records that you have, and then you go from there. You go to your parents and find out about them, their records. Where were they born? How did they grow up? And it's very important if you have family that is still living that maybe you could get them to record some of it. Video taping now is evident. I had my mother write in her journal some things before she died, some things about her life that maybe I didn't know. She didn't write very many pages, but she wrote about when she first met my father, and then she wrote about what her feelings were about life when she was growing up, and even made a diagram of the small little town where she lived, where certain things were the bakery and the butcher shop and the church. So you go from there and you find out from people that are living now, from cousins, from aunts, uncles, everything you can find out, and any records that they might have, newspaper clippings, vital records, whatever they can give you.
Yeah, it sounds time-consuming, but I'm guessing
it is.
I'm guessing it's a jigsaw puzzle. If you like puzzles, this is the way to go about one.
It is, and when you get that last piece put in place, you feel really good, but you never find that last piece. You're always searching.
How far back have you been able to go?
I've been able to go back into the 1700s. I do have one. I'm looking for one little breakthrough of a brick wall, and then I can go back to the Mayflower, to the 1600s.
Wow.
But I still need that one little piece of evidence that'll say, okay, this is proof positive that these two people are connected.
Yeah. Then this is in your family tree.
Yes, in my family tree.
Have you helped other people get back a ways too?
Yes. I do that a lot.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty impressive, because so many times, you know, folks kind of get single focus sometimes when they do genealogy. I know I was told one time, as a quick example, my last name is Field, F-I-E-L-D. But I was told if you wanted to do something like that with genealogy, don't discount Fields or something else. Sometimes it's a different spelling. They may have changed it, Americanized it when folks came from overseas. There are lots of things that you might have to look for, little hurdles to jump over.
There are lots of hurdles.
A whole lot. So don't get too single focused on looking for what you think you're looking for.
No.
Otherwise, you may never find it.
That's true.
Okay, very good. Well, talk about your Thursday program coming up here this week. What will you be doing this week?
Well, Betsy Ross is going to appear at the Cass County Genealogy Society. It's going to be at the public library in their meeting room at 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. And she's going to come dressed in character, and she's going to tell a little bit about her life and about the flag.
How much of this did you have to research, or is it all just right out there for you in the book? Because sometimes all the history books aren't necessarily as accurate as we'd like them to be.
No, I did some research ahead. And I've been in a few parades with the Council Bluffs chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, and on floats, and I am Betsy Ross sewing my flag. And so this is something that I can do to tell other people about Betsy Ross. You know, Flag Day was just June 14th.
Right.
And the Genealogy Society also put flags down at Newlands Grove on all the veterans' graves for Veterans Day and for Memorial Day. And it's kind of apropos for this time period.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot with the DAR?
Yes. Yes, I'm very... very, very, very involved in the DAR.
It's kind of an exclusive group.
No.
Not really?
Not exclusive. You just have to have a patriot that fought in the Revolutionary War.
Right. Right. So you've got to put the effort in.
You have to put the effort in. Yes, you do.
You don't just pay dues.
No, you don't just pay dues, and you're proven. Every generation has to be proved back to the patriot.
Well, it's pretty interesting, though, to be able to find all that.
It is. It's fun to look for things.
Yeah, because most of us, you know, when we think about family, most of us can go back, you know, three generations. Me, mom and dad, grandparents, you know, sometimes great-grandparents, that type of thing. But you get much further past that, and it takes a little bit of effort. And as we said, not all the documents are right in front of you. And sometimes the family stories that have been passed down are just that, stories.
They are. They are, and there are some stories sometimes.
Exactly. I know I was told by one person one time doing some genealogy work, they said, well, you know, you better be careful, because what you find you might not like.
It's there.
It can all happen.
Regardless of whatever it is, it happened, and there's nothing you can do about it now.
We can't change history, right?
No.
We find what we find. But if folks wanted to learn more about doing these types of things, how should they get involved? If they wanted to maybe perhaps see if they were eligible to be a member of the DAR, or if they just wanted to start a family history?
I would say contact the Genealogy Society. You can call the library and punch, I'm not sure what the number is, but you can punch the code for the button for the telephone, leave them an email, send them an email, get online. And from there on, if it's for DAR, they always go ahead and contact me. They know how to get a hold of me.
Do you have interactions then too with other genealogical societies? You share information quite a bit?
Yes.
Yeah. I assume you pretty much have to. We don't all stay in one place anymore.
No, no, we don't.
Not at all. And we didn't in the first place. That's how we got here.
That's right.
So you betcha. This is a free program Thursday.
Oh, yes.
So folks want to come on out. It's a 1 o'clock program, correct?
Yes.
1 o'clock this Thursday, June 23rd, at the Atlantic Public Library's meeting room. So come on out and enjoy a little story, a little about Betsy Ross. Carolyn, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.